Feingold says that's not the only thing wrong with the current Foreign Intelligence Act. Yesterday on the floor of the Senate, he challenged Republicans to debate the merits of giving legal immunity to telecommunication companies that may have violated the law by eavesdropping on American citizens who were not suspected terrorists.
It is unconscionable to think that the Senate should have to make a final decision on this legislation without even having an opportunity to debate and vote on whether to grant retroactive immunity to companies that allegedly cooperated with an illegal program.
Yesterday, the Senate Republicans lost a vote to cut off debate on this and other amendments. But before that vote, Texas GOP Senator John Cornyn gave a sample of the debate to come today by defending the actions of the telecoms that cooperated with the warrantless wiretapping program. Cornyn says they deserve to be thanked, not penalized with legal liability.
It may be popular in some quarters to bash corporate America, but that rhetoric is sorely misplaced in this debate. The men and women who manage these companies made a good faith decision to do their patriotic duty, to help their government, to track terrorists, and to save American lives.
Democrats also blocked efforts yesterday to cut off debate on a measure to extend the Protect America Act for 30 days while amendments are debated and voted on. President Bush has vowed to veto the extension if Congress passes it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.